This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. There could soon be a cap on the potency of marijuana sold in Colorado. The Denver Post reports State Representative Yadira Caraveo plans to introduce a bill that would ban products that contain more than 15% of THC. That's the chemical responsible for marijuana's psychological effects. Some flower sold doubles the amount Caraveo proposes as a limit. She says the state should continue to update marijuana rules in light of research done since legalization. Denver's former police watchdog Nick Mitchell says his successor will have some obstacles to face. Mitchell resigned in January, about a month after releasing a report on how Denver police handled last summer's protests. He told Colorado Matters the next independent monitor should have access to more police body camera footage.
There is a separate database of body camera footage that the OIM does not itself have access to. And I think there have been, you know, questions in the city council, questions in the city about whether the monitor should have direct access to that database of body camera footage.
The search for a new independent monitor is still underway. And you're listening to All Things Considered. Thank you for joining us. It is 4:34, just about. Coming up next on the show, NPR's Mary Louise Kelly speaks with Mariah Lipman, Moscow-based senior associate at the think tank Pansars Eurasia, about how recent protests in Russia differ from those in the past. Plus, President Biden and his domestic policy team say it's the responsibility of the government to address inequity in the U.S.
Investing in equity is good for economic growth, and it creates jobs for all Americans.
That's coming up right now on All Things Considered. And later this hour, RTD passengers in one suburb on the fringe of the Denver metro say they aren't getting what they paid for.
I think it's only fair that we have a fair and reliable amount of service for our own taxpayers here, and we're not getting that.
And now the town's leaders want to leave RTD altogether. Hear what that could mean in 15 minutes right here on CPR News. Don't miss it. It is 38, mostly cloudy in Denver. Happy Friday. You made it. Stay tuned. This is CPR News.